The music business is a deep and shallow money trench, where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side, Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And we're listening to what's getting to be close to a year old, and just we just missed it. There's just too much stuff coming out. Is Matthew Garrison's 12 Months. And we just heard from, Intentions with Matthew Garrison, basses, keys, and vocals. Before that, we heard Cut with Michelle Ndegeocello on bass, Seamus Blake on sax, Art Toll, Tunk Boyasian percussion, Justin Tyson drums, Matthew Garrison basses and keys. Before that, we heard Atmosphere 2 with JoJo Meyer on drums and Matthew Garrison basses. And our first cut we opened up with was Benjamin's Dream, Ravi Coltrane sax, Gregoire Mare harmonica, Andy Milne on piano, Gene Lake drums, and Matthew Garrison on basses. Matthew Garrison was born in 1970 in New York. After his father's death, he was the great bassist Jimmy Garrison that played with John Coltrane. The family relocated to Rome, and he studied, of course, music there and returned in 88. In 88, he lived with his godfather, Jack Dejanet, and studied with Dejanet and bassist Dave Holland. In 89, he received a full scholarship to Berklee College of Music in Boston and has lived in this great performance space that he has in Brooklyn and recording, and out of it, that's been Shapeshifter Labs. That's been there since 94, or what was to become of it. And we're listening to all of it. He's a jazz player, for sure. All of the people he's played with, when he came out of school, he immediately started playing with Gary Burton, Bob Moses, Betty Carter, Mike Gibbs, Lyle Mays, and he moved back to while he was at Berklee in Boston, of course. When he moved back to Brooklyn, Herbie Hancock, Joe Zawinul, Chaka Khan, Joni Mitchell, Whitney Houston, Wayne Shorter, Jack Dejanet. See, just goes on and on of really cool. But Bill Cosby, Paul Simon. It just too cool. Jerry Allen, hey, that's really John McLaughlin, just a whole array. Gil Evans Orchestra, just amazing. Saturday Night Live band, the Brecker Brothers, Mike Stern, Pat Metheny, and in '98 he founded Garrison Jazz Productions. Where he produces, promotes, and markets his music. The latest projects are Shapeshifter. This is from 2010. This is the latest project that we're listening to. 12 Months was Shapeshifter Live 2010 Part 1, which is solo. And the Garrison Jazz Productions Music Center website, which provides interesting. It's just interesting. But he's a jazz player. Is any of this mainstream jazz? No, this is jazz, the future. Jazz has always been open and breaking ground, and every new move, everybody hated it. So I'm open, and I'm going to be open to this cat, because this cat just knows what's going on and the people he's played with. So enough. Let's get back to some of the music here with 12 Months. by bassist Matthew Garrison. We're going to hear Labyrinth.
Thank you. We'll be right back. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
And we're listening to 12 Months by Matthew Garrison. Definitely on the forefront of jazz. We heard Signs, which was with Arto Tunkboyasian on percussion, Seamus Blake on sax, Justin Tyson on drums, Matthew Garrison basses and keys. Before that, Let Go, which is a good phrase for listening to this, and it's great music. Andy Milne, piano, Seamus Blake, sax, Matthew Garrison, basses and keys. Before that, Labyrinths with Sean Rickman on drums, Seamus Garrison on Matthew Garrison on basses and keys. And there's some nice quotes from starting with Jack DeJohnette. This is from Ted Pankin's interview in Jazz Times. Yeah, from May, it looks like. And he starts out saying, Matthew's extremely sensitive. This is Jack DeJohnette. It's extremely sensitive to melody and harmony and rhythm and color. He's technically proficient, but he only uses it when he has something he needs to say. He has the ability to create spontaneous composition and also to write very interesting compositions. And a quote from Garrison from 2004 with the first, I guess this would be about the time of the first Shapeshifter album. I was trying to figure out who the hell am I and what do I do. One night I'm playing Out to Lunch stuff with Dave Liebman and Billy Hart at a little club in Manhattan. A week later, I'm with Jason Moran doing whatever he was trying to do. Then a strange hybrid rock gig with Cindy Blackman, Santana, then Italian pop artist Pino Daniele, then Whitney Houston, and then Herbie. Hank, I'm a bass player who plays many forms of music, or a human being who's interested in many forms of music. I opted for the second one. I'm just interested in working with human beings, observing how they do their thing, seeing what I can take away from that, and then how I can recast it. But I need a bass to do it. Shape-shifting, I felt I could take what was ever necessary. And we'll hear a piece from the Shapeshifter Live in 2010, I believe. Shapeshifter Lab in Brooklyn is a 4,200 square space. A lot of great productions come out of it, and it is quite something that he's running with his partner up there, and the people in the sessions that come out of there are incredible. He's just completely doing a completely open space. Thank you. And Ian Patterson writes, an utterly absorbing live performance, which we just heard, Family from Shapeshifter Live 2010, Part 1, Matthew Garrison's solo. Live performance tails off like shooting star that has shone fiercely but all too briefly with electronic shatter punctuated by Garrison's ghostly bass, a fodera for you bass players. Garrison has long since established a reputation as one of the preeminent electric bassists of his generation, but Shapeshifter Live 2010 Part 1 will undoubtedly go a long way to confronting his status as one of the most singular and progressive creative musicians today. We're going to go back to 12 Months, his release last year. We're going to hear Edge of Tomorrow. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We'll be right back. You know what? I think Charlie Parker would love this stuff. It just, whoa, to have all this stuff in front of you instead of just some players. This is great. Matthew Garrison from 12 Months. We're hearing dub number one. With just Jordan Perelson on drums. Before that, Two Youths, Matthew Garrison alone, Top Edge of Tomorrow with Sean Rickman on drums and Matthew Garrison. Been a wonderful show. Glad to introduce you to some music in the future of jazz, really, you know. This is the John McGagnier Passport to Modern Jazz, here every Tuesday at 10. Yeah, we're here at the University Louisiana at Lafayette. Check us out.